Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
I've got a bit of a dilemma today, and it's a bit of a relationship dilemma. I need your advice, especially from the girls, please. The long and short of it is, if you missed it, we usually go skiing. My wife and I go skiing in January. She doesn't want to go this year because she's saving money. And she said to me, go with the boys if you want. And so I'm taking that as a yes. I'm taking that as a green light. She says, it's fine. I found a really good deal. And I said, are you serious? Can I go with the boys? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. What does that mean? Can I go or can I not? Wendy's on the phone. What's your advice, Wendy?
My advice is go skiing and have a great time. I think absence makes the heart grow fonder. And, yeah, there'll be payback. I mean, you know, one time she's going to say, honey, I want to go off and have some fun for a week with some girlfriends.
Yeah, and I shall say no!
No, you're going to have to say yes! Really important.
Okay, but no, you reckon it's okay, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wendy, I've got to tell you, though, the place where we're going, it's a proper party town. I mean, I'm not being funny, but it's like going to Ibiza or something in the summer.
Okay.
Does that see? That's changed it slightly, hasn't it?
Okay. I can't remember. Did you get married fairly recently?
Yeah, it was less than 2 years ago.
You're past me.
Yeah,
you're
past. But then again, okay. Do you trust each other?
Yes, well, I trust her.
Life for living, you know, unless you're the kind of guy that you think you can't trust yourself.
No, I'm not like
that. Right lot of trouble.
I'm not like that at all. Chance would be a fine thing, Wendy. Okay, well, I'm going to take that because Wendy sounds intelligent.
Wendy
right?
Does, definitely. Okay. I would go with Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Bye.
Tia from Edinburgh's on the phone next. What are you saying, Tia?
Two questions to ask yourself. Does she trust you?
Does she trust me? Yes.
Yeah. Does it feel right?
Does it? Oh, no. Oh.
If it doesn't feel right, then idea. Don't even go there. Because the grief when you get back is going to be worse than what you experienced on holiday.
So that's a very good point. So does
and would you go? Would you let her go? And how would you feel when she's away? I'm with Arlene on this. I'm sorry.
Tia, come on! You're killing me here.
If it feels right, go. If it doesn't feel right, then I do.
Thank you, Tia.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Oh, you're depressed.
Thanks for spoiling my life. Jane's next. Hiya, Jane.
Hi, morning. How are you?
Good, Tal. What are you saying, Jane?
I'm saying go.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you're going with your brother.
Yeah, and see, my brother's not the problem. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, the problem is Big Paul.
Mm-hmm.
What, Arlene? You know Big Paul. Why is that a problem?
Big Paul is well, he likes a party. Big Paul does,
yeah.
And he likes the ladies.
Party and go with the ladies, and you can stick with your brother.
Okay, my brother likes the ladies as well. They're both single. That's why they can just go.
Yeah.
There's enough trust in your relationship, Boogie, go.
Okay, well, thank you, Jane.
That's what I would do, definitely. Why? Life's too short.
Exactly. Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
You too.
Fourth one, hi.
Boogie, Big Scott Fitzgerald.
Big Scott. Words of advice from a fella. What are you saying, Scott?
How much does it cost you for the holiday?
Well, that's the thing. It's a really good bargain price because it's like last minute. It's next week, so it's you know, it's a few hundred
it's
pounds.
It's going to cost you at least 5 or 6 times more when you come back.
Yeah.
You buy a floors and guess, but go, oh, go, aye, go. But then, then stand at the front door and go, oh, sorry, I'm leaving that guy.
What you're saying is fake being miserable about it until I'm in the taxi on the way to the airport and then
aye.
Then I can relax.
Just wave at the window and go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm leaving you. At the same time, opening a bottle of beer. Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, it's... Biggie, you know, just man up, just say, I'm gone, you're not stopping me. Then you shut the letterbox and you run.
Right, okay, thanks, big fella.
Hey, buddy.
Bye. John's up next. What are you saying, John?
I was in the earthworks a few years back and I thought we'd arrange a little reunion with some of the mates. Just a weekend and it all went well. The wife said it was okay to go. She actually said it was fine to go.
Yeah.
So off I toddled for the weekend, had a great time, come back, everything was hunky-dory. And about a year later, we had an argument and guess what got brought up?
Yeah, the weekend with the boys, right? That got brought up.
The weekend with the boys. So, as the argument went along, I said, well, you told me it was fine, I could go. She said, well, if you loved me, you wouldn't have went. So there you go, that's your dilemma, mate.
John, you're not helping the situation, I've got to tell you. Okay, but words of wisdom from a man. Thank you very much, John.
Thank you. Have a good time when you go.
You know, I've been thinking about this, and yeah. I think it's a good thing for husbands and wives to do their own girly and boy thing. I think yeah. it's really good, but it all depends on the tone when she said, that's fine. And do you would you mind if we phoned her? Could we phone her and find out how she said it, and then we'll know?
Okay, let's give her a call. I love her.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
How are you?
Fine, how are you doing?
You working?
Yeah, I'm working. Yeah. Listen, would you have been talking about the skiing thing this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been asked if you could say, that's fine, the way that you said it to me when I told you last night that I might can go with the boys.
Right.
So if you could just say... So I'll say my bit and you just say your bit again, okay?
Right, okay.
So I've got a chance to go away with the boys. Is it okay if I book it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. What do you think, Arlene?
I think that's positive. I think you should definitely book it and you should definitely go. Because let's face it, it means, Amy, you get a holiday from him for a week.
Well, that is true, yeah.
See, there's always a silver lining.
And he does go through airports, so there's always presents that could come back
well,
for me.
Well, yes, indeed. And I think you had your eye on that really nice designer bag, didn't you? And the perfume.
Well, I always do.
Yeah, so. And the shoes. Don't forget the shoes.
Oh, yeah, well, can't forget the shoes.
No, but seriously, is it okay for me to go away with Paul and Stuart?
Yeah, that's fine.
See? What does that even mean?
Do you know, I now understand why you boys look confused all the time.
Right, gotta go. Love you.
Love you too.